Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Feels good. We love our city.
Gong 92.5. Ah, well, get your ears around this.
Wrap them. Wrap them around.
Wrap your ear holes around the Thursday podcast.
Hey, you're tarding us.
We'll give you an eargasm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, keep on doing that noise.
You know, and if you're Tony Abbott and you're listening, wrap them around twice. Anyway,
that was good from you. That was good.
That was good. There we are.
We've got a massive, massive show. Bridge, I've got a... actually, I want to ask the Gold FM family to give me some advice. I've got your hen's day planned. But
it's just weird.
No, I've got it all planned. But I just, before I commit to everything, I just want to get a bit of advice from the Gold FM family on a couple of games we could play, maybe just adjust a little bit to fit them into the day. So making sure that I fit a little bit of hen stuff in there.
Into a hen's day.
Into a hen's day, because we don't want Mad Monday stuffed into a hen's day.
Exactly right.
All right, fair call.
There'll be no stuffing of anything.
No. Hey, The Bachelor, if you listened to that last night, I tell you, it was wrong on every level. It was brought to you by some very naughty words. Someone called him something really bad that involved a dog, and there was a pig in there as well. Animals galore. And some dates that, if you listen to the audio I've got here, they went way too far.
It was a hobby farm.
Oh.
Gross. Anyway, also we're going to hear from the AFL mole that we let loose at your final coaching training session last night, Spider.
Yes,
for the under-14 Southport Sharks.
Dude.
You coach.
Yeah, I catch the under-14s, Division 2, last game of the year. Unfortunately, we haven't had a great year, but who's the mole?
You're a bit paranoid.
Well, anyway, the kids are going to have some honest and open feedback on how your coaching has gone this year.
Constructive criticism.
Yes.
Well, we've struggled, but we're a young team.
Hey.
It'll help you get the best and fairest and all the trophies happening, because just listen to their voices and you figure out which ones won't be getting one.
It's all happening on the podcast, which starts now.
Oh, The Bachelor last night.
I missed it.
Hey, this was not...
Sorry.
This was not the episode to miss. If people want to know what the difference is between American Bachelor and Australian Bachelor, it's two words. One is dog and another is a very derogatory term. Well, my neighbours like to use it at about 2 a.m, very loudly. one of the women was accused of calling Matt a dog, very rude word, because how dare he spend time with other women and go on dates with other women?
Isn't that the point of the show?
Yeah, pretty much. It all unfolded. This program is brought to you by those two words.
She said that you're a dog... and a disrespectful pig.
Disrespectful pig? And
Whoa.
Dog. See you next Tuesday.
You were like, he's a dog. They're saying that Monique said you're a dog.
Yeah.
Abby's told Matt that I've called him a dog.
Disrespectful pig and dog. See you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wow, I already feel dumber hearing that.
Do you know, there were so many asterisks on the bottom of the screen last night when they were putting that up. It was ridiculous.
I'd claim that.
The funny, you would too.
I love it.
If I called you that, you'd go, thanks, mate.
Actually, it's a compliment.
Term of endearment.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, Monique at the end said, I cannot believe that. I would never use the word pig.
Yeah.
She said.
That's fair.
That's so fair. Not 2019.
Yes.
Hey, look. Everyone is talking about that this morning. Okay, it's full on. Whatever. She got a rose, of course, because the producers are blaring in Matt's ear. Give her the rose. Great television. Give the dog a rose.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, that is not the heaviest part.
Oh.
I'm going to play for you two separate dates together. And this is wrong. This is at a 7:30 time slot on Channel 10. Have a listen.
What we're going to do is make our own juice. Get juicy.
So juicy. Nice and juicy.
Squelching.
Just spray it in.
Oh, my God.
How is it?
Don't get so vigorous. I think the slower, the more, you know, enjoyable it is.
At this point, I'd rather drink the foot juice and make Matt happy.
This is going to be good. I'm so excited. Before Eleanor and I get started on the baby making, just need to open up his lips a bit. That's the hole I think you want to put it in.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Go hard. Get in there.
Is it in?
I don't think any bloke wants to be asked, is it in?
Slide it to your left and kind of down.
You're just kind of stuck.
Be a bit like
oh
rough.
Oh my god, do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Right next to your face.
Yeah, it's in, it's in.
That's it.
Oh my god.
That's it. That was in, I think.
Oh my god.
It went in.
Yeah.
Okay, you two, what dates were they? What dates were those two? Foot juice and the second one about baby making. First one was crushing citrus with their feet, the grape style.
No, I've done that.
And the other one...
Not with a bachelor.
Was baby making. Oh, with your feet.
What do you mean baby making?
With your feet.
Yeah, well, somebody's drinking it now.
Well normally...
What was the second one?
A good Penfolds would take 10 years to ferment. Yours just overnight.
It'd ferment.
What was the second one?
Yeah, you seem more interested in that. Making a pearl. Inserting into the oyster the little bit of sand to make a pearl.
Oh.
And then to top it off... He gives her a pearl necklace.
Oh.
Well, there's only 3 weeks to go until Bridge gets married. She's got a lot on her plate. I'm offering to organise Bridgie's hens night.
So a couple of things I know you've already teed up, Spider. Yep. We're kicking things off with a cocktail class at Mecca Bar in Broadbeach. It's the ultimate modern Middle Eastern dining experience. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah,
finishing off at Mario's Restaurant, which is going to be perfect for dinner. Mario's in Broadbeach. They're having their 30th birthday, so you can celebrate with your family or theirs.
This makes me very paranoid, Peter.
Why is that?
I will say I'm succumbing to it and, you know, thank you in a strange way for... taking the load off, but I'm concerned.
Why is that?
Because it's all very highbrow, above board, which it should be. I'm 43. I'm an older bride. So, you know, the cocktail making and pizza, great. I'm worried about what's happening in the middle.
Well, you know the cocktail making is going to be the cocktails that we make. The drinking part of that is it's going to be a part of champagne pong. Like beer pong, but champagne pong.
You cannot do that with champagne.
Of course you can.
I'm not fit in that department. I will be an absolute mess. You can't do that.
So, yeah, that's just the first one against. Because you know, everyone loves beer pong, but let's do it with champagne. It's a hen's day.
That's not very responsible.
So that is going to be responsible for sure.
Oh, not with champagne. You'll get me all, I'll be all emotional and everything. Oh, that's what I get, like all giddy and weird on champagne.
Okay, well, that's okay.
You're going to put up with me.
What I do need to know, and before we finalise the couple of hours in between both of those events, or the few hours, is I just want to get some ideas of what actually happens on a hen's night. I want to get ideas from the Gold FM family about what games and what kind of experiences have you had on a hen's night, because I want to put it all in a big bucket, and then I'll draw from the experience and what people have told us, and I'll... absolutely have everything planned out by tomorrow.
All right. That's okay. You're asking for hens who've been to hens, but you've all been to cool ones.
Because I've got a heaps of
bucks. Because you don't know with that.
No, I've got some bucks games that we all play, and I'm over all those. But I think if I can kind of influence, like the beer pong to champagne pong, I've got to be able to mix them both together.
All right, so you want some ideas, some inventive inspiration.
Things that you've... gone on a hen's day and going, you know what? That was actually really cool. I really enjoyed that. I thought that was very funny.
All right, okay.
That worked.
All right.
And if you do, if we use your game, if we think, yep, you know what? You're going to be a part of it. You are coming along to the hen's day.
Oh, with the game.
Yep.
Okay. Well, 13-27-10. Ideas for Spider for organising the hen's day and the best caller or the best game. Gets to come along as well.
That easy. Most people have been on a hen's day. If you haven't been, ask the person next to you. Try and make one up.
Do you know what? I don't mind a game. Well, it's coming from the ladies. That's okay.
I'm glad you don't mind because we've got 5 hours of games. 13-27-10, inventive ideas for Spider organising Bridges Hens Day. Wendy in Labrador, have you got an idea for Spider organising Bridges Hens Day?
Oh, I really do, actually. I'm a host for hens partings and I work for Drawn From Life. And what we do, we go in with a male model, a very good-looking one, I might add. And we teach them how to sketch a person's body without them knowing that there's a male model hiding somewhere in the house. And I think they're confident enough to do a drawing. When I think they're capable of doing a drawing, then I introduce them to the male model and we start to slowly strip him off.
Oh. Wendy, I've heard of this as a big trend because everyone's steering away from the stripper thing. I honestly don't like them. I shouldn't say that. But, Wendy, I had a friend...
It's not a stripper.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. People are steering away from the stripper, getting into the male model life drawings. A friend of mine did it, and, of course, all the drawings were just focusing on that one bit.
Yeah. Okay, his face. His
brain.
His asshole puffer in his pocket.
Yeah, thanks, Wendy. Okay, we've got Charmaine. Charmaine, you got any tips on what games we can play throughout the Hens Day? I've never been on one, but I'm organising it.
Yes, so you could do a game where you take your shoe off, each of you take your shoes off, and my friends will have to ask me questions, and they have to say yay or nay with their putting the shoe in the air, and then basically it depicts on who can know all the stuff mostly about me, so some of my closer friends, so it ends up being after a few drinks, it ends up being quite hilarious. To be honest, they end up discovering things that they never knew.
With shoes in the air.
What's the shoe got to do?
So you take your foot off. So shoe off. So one's left and one's right.
Can't
so
we just put our hand up?
Yeah, you could do that too. Probably just hit our shoes. I don't know why. Maybe we had a fair bit too many drinks.
Oh, actually, Charmaine, don't put that thought in his head. Or Spider will make us do shoeies after.
Oh, shoeies. See, this is what I mean. We can go from a girls' game, because we know way too much about you as it is,
Bridge. You don't need an information session. We don't sit down and get to know me better.
But a shoeie session, now we're talking. Now we're starting to think. Karen in Southport, any ideas on what games we could play?
Oh, yes, I have a great game. So you have a pair of tights tied around your waist with the legs basically hanging in between your legs. Nice. This has two tennis balls in. Then you line up skittles in front of you, okay, and you have to thrust yourself forward and knock the skittles over. However, you have a shot in your hand, and you are not allowed to spill that shot.
Oh,
so you're concentrating on both things.
I love that.
If the person who basically knocks them all down has to have more than one shot.
Imagine doing this at the public bar of the Ashmore Tavern. See, this is what we're talking about. I could see that. You know, with the tradies around there on their, their fluoro tops.
The high vis.
The high vis watching this.
I'd bloke up with a bride because he could do that.
All right, well, we need to pick someone who's going to come along, Spider. Over to you, mate. Who are you liking out of those three that we've spoken to? Wendy in Labrador, the real-life male model drawing. Charmaine with the shoes, which we didn't quite understand. And Karen with the tights.
I've got to bring Karen.
You got bring Karen.
Well done, Karen. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. I've got all the gear, I'll tell you.
I don't know what that means.
You're on board.
We'll see you next week. It's happening. Bridges Hens Day organised by Spider. And then tomorrow, I think, we're going to have a proper rundown of what's going to happen.
We're going to get a rundown and still more people, your chances to come along. But tomorrow, with that on board and maybe a couple of the other ideas, we've got a good game plan now.
Wowee.
Okay, no backing out now, Bridge. Getting to the business end of the AFL season. All footy codes are wrapping up, and I know you're the coach of...
Well, I want to say congratulations to all the junior coaches out there. Finals start next week because end of the home and away season in the AFL is this weekend. So for the teams and the young boys and girls out there that didn't make the finals, don't worry, there's always next year, like Southport under 14, second division. No, it was been a tough year.
No, good on you, Neil Henry. I mean, Garth Brennan. I mean, sorry, what? Tough season, is it?
Yeah, I haven't been sacked yet.
And why are you crossing your arms defensively?
It's been a tough year, and you're sitting there saying there's some AFL mole insider that you've got.
Well, you're talk, really. That's the if you were to review yourself to see how you were for the coach, because you're quick to spray other coaches here on the coast, how'd you review yourself, mate? Yeah. Just before we get to the AFL mole infiltrating the camp.
I thought we had a good year, yeah. Obviously, the wins didn't really show how well we performed. So outside of not being there every weekend. Me personally, I thought the boys did a really good year.
So you're the coach, but you didn't rock up all the time?
Not all the time.
Okay.
Oh, no, I had other things on, but we...
Do you ever say that to the boss? Sorry, boss, can't come in today. I've got other things on.
What's this, a grilling, is it?
No, no, we just wanted to hear your side of it because now we're going to hear from the players. So Mole went around at training last night and asked them what they thought of you as a coach.
Oh, look, to be honest, it's been a bit of a disaster. Spider's coaching's only really got worse, so, because we've only had one win, so.
I can only assume that Spider came up with some kind of inspirational game plan to help you win.
No, that was the week he was away on holiday.
It proves that great footballers can be rubbish coaches.
You call him Minibus?
Yeah.
Oh, so why do you call him the Minibus?
Because he's only half a coach.
Yeah, we paid for him to complete another coaching course as he obviously failed the last time.
Do you think Spider was close to getting the axe at any stage this year?
Tell you what, he must know some people in high places around here.
Is there anything that he left you with this year that you'll take on board for next year?
Probably just to quit footing and apply for a job next year.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Oh, that's all right.
They're a young team. Like we're a bit stiff. We're a young team in the under-14s. Oh, we're a rebuilding phase. And
oh, here we go. Rebuilding phase.
We are. We're in a stage of rebuilding. Okay. So yeah,
there's more.
What?
There's more.
There's no...
I believe dim sum sales in the canteen have gone up at least 200% purely because of Spider's huge appetite.
Boston, you must have been pretty pumped at the start of the year when you found out that Dad had put his hand up to coach you. We always know that the coach's kid always gets looked after, gets the best positions. I assume you made your captain this year?
Not once.
What about best on ground awards?
Not once.
So he hasn't looked after you at all?
No. Nope.
So do you want him to be the coach next year?
There'd be some cons.
Okay, so I'm here with the D1 14s coach, Corey Gilley.
Pretty spotty here tonight. It's hard to know when he's actually coming, but look, in fairness, it's a bit of a stitch up, and the boys have been great, and Spider, along with yourself, Hayden, have been brilliant this year. The boys really love Spider here. He's brought some energy to the club, brought some energy to the boys. It's been a joy having him and yourself, Hayden, with helping the Div 1 boys out at times, but really keeping the Div 2 boys together. Not easy when you're sitting on the bottom of the ladder and you're getting beaten week after week, but they're all positive, and it's a credit to Spider and yourself, so... Well done, Spider. Good stuff.
Is that Get Stuff at the end?
Yeah.
I heard Get Stuff.
And also well done for outing our AFL mole as Hayden.
There we go.
The assistant coach. Yeah. He just wants the top gig. That's all he wants.
Well, sounds like it's up for grabs at the moment.